Okay, so continuing with some discussion of Hilchos Purim, I think a week ago we began discussing the halachos of Matanos Levyonim, and we noted that there's a fundamental machlokas in the poskim how to understand the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. Is it a mitzvah of tzedakah? Just we happen to be obligated to give the tzedakah on Purim, or is it part of the mitzvah Hayom? It's a way of being marbe simcha, of increasing the joy on the day of Purim, contributing to the suda of Purim, and the like. So, as we noted, the majority of posts can really take the latter approach, that Matanos Levyonim isn't just a mitzvah of tzedakah, it's part of the uniqueness of Purim, adding to the joy and to the simcha of the suda, of the meal. So just to discuss a few more halachic implications of that. So one question which is raised in the Tshuvos Kenei Bosem, in Chelek Beis Tshuva Lamed Daled, is are you obligated to give, are you Yotze, will you fulfill your obligation of Shalach Manot if you live in anywhere but Yerushalayim or any city with a wall since the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, and you give money to a Ben Yerushalayim on the 14th, right? Because it's your day of Purim, but for them it's not Purim, and therefore the money is not being given when they are going to enjoy it. Now, the Kenei Bosem himself argues that you in fact fulfill your obligation, because in general we follow the person who is doing the mitzvah. And the fact that the poor person is not celebrating Purim on the 14th, right? The Ben Yerushalayim, I don't know, he goes outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's not Purim for him anyways, so he goes and he figures he can collect money in wherever, right? He travels 15, 20 minutes out of Yerushalayim to collect money. For him, it's not a Purim, but the Kenei Bosem says it doesn't matter for you, it is Purim, and therefore you fulfill your obligation. But Rav Yosef Tzirimon notes that ostensibly, if you believe that the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is that the money should be given to enhance the joy of the meal itself, to enhance the Purim experience of the poor person, so then one would not fulfill his obligation by giving the money to someone who it's not now Purim for. It doesn't matter if it's Purim for you, it matters whether it's Purim for the poor person who is now going to be enjoying the money. That's one. A second question that comes up in the poskim is, in general, the halacha is by tzedakah, that if you designate money to a certain need, a certain charitable need, and then you don't need to give it to that anymore, right? There were so many donations pouring in. So that need is now covered. So the people who are in charge of the tzedakah, the gabbai tzedakah, is allowed to take that money and redirect it to where it's necessary, right? Once the need is already used up, so you find other charitable needs. However, the Beis Yosef, and there's a quote in Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Tzadi Dalet, Sif Beis rules it's not true by Matanos Levyonim. It's not a normal mitzvah tzedakah. It's a mitzvah of Simchas Purim, and therefore it has to be specifically for Simchas Purim. And therefore, once it's been designated to Matanos Levyonim, all of it must be given by the end of the day. If there's leftovers, so just keep it, giving it to the poor people. Give it to more poor people. Give more money to the poor people. But don't save it for another day. This isn't a normal tzedakah. It doesn't work. You can't just reallocate it to a different charitable resource. The point is, it's meant for Purim. So anything given for Purim has to be used on Purim. And the truth is, Beis Yosef goes farther, and this is quoted l'halacha in the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, even if you have in mind on Purim that you are going to give money to Matanos Levyonim, you have to give that money not to regular tzedakah, but to Matanos Levyonim. You can't then say, oh, I said I was going to donate $100 to Matanos Levyonim, and it's an hour before Yom Tov, before Purim's over, and you say, ah, forget it, I'll give it to another tzedakah. You can't do that. Right, once you've decided you're giving to Matanos Levyonim, you have to. So be careful what you think on Purim. Now, the truth is that's part of a general rule in Purim, in tzedakah, that once you think something with tzedakah, it has the status of hektish, and therefore it can become kadosh even b'machshava. But it does emphasize this notion that once something has been designated for Matanos Levyonim, it is uniquely for Matanos Levyonim. You know, some of the other things that we'd already mentioned, but just to remind ourselves of them, were the notion that we give it to whoever needs. We don't ask. We don't investigate. One nafkamina we haven't mentioned, just the last thing, is does it have to be food? right? Normally in tzedakah, you can be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzedakah, giving to the poor person whatever they need. They may need food, they need clothes, and the like. The majority of poskim assume that matanas le'evyonim needs to be specifically food, because since the mitzvah is to provide for the suda of Purim, it's not just a generic mitzvah, give tzedakah on Purim, it's contribute to the joy of the poor person on Purim, and therefore they think, not everyone, some poskim rule that the mitzvah is to make the poor person joyous, and therefore if you give them clothes and they didn't have clothes, you're also enhancing their Purim. But the majority of poskim are even more specific and say that no, it's not just to make the poor person happy on Purim, it's to contribute to their su'uda, contribute to their meal on Purim, in which case it has to either be money or food, right, which can be used for food. Again, some poskim don't accept that one, but again, that seems to be a function of
that. While we mention the position of the prima gaddim, that matanos levyonim is meant for the seuda, and therefore you're supposed to give it specifically money or food that can be used for the seuda, the ani, the poor person, does have the right to use the money as they see fit, as long as your intention is to give it for the seuda. You don't have to be worried about what they do with the money. They can also change the designation, despite, again, what we said, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that once something's been designated matanos levyonim, it can't be used for something else. The poor person has the right to use the money for whatever they want.